on a break.
We were on a break.
We were on a break.
We really were on a break.
Was you there for me too?
Welcome into the They Were on a Break podcast. We are on season 5, episode 5, the one with the kips. Hey guys.
Dude, this episode has so many jokes. It's so funny.
It did. It made me sad though too.
Yeah, I think I've seen it so many times that I've become a little desensitized to like the emotional impact of it.
Really? That's crazy.
It's a really good It's a really funny episode, though.
It is. It is absolutely hilarious. However, it isn't Kips. His name was Kip. There's not multiple of him. Why is it the one with the Kips?
I actually did think about that. Like, I was like, I think that the Kips, it's supposed to be like... Like, it's Kip syndrome. Like, you got the Kips. You got removed from the friend group. But you're right. I thought about it earlier, and I was like, that is stupid. Why isn't it just the one with Kip?
Yeah. Or the one with Kip syndrome. Like, anything. I don't know. And all, like, that wasn't that big of a part of the episode. Like, it's a one-sentence takeaway of, like, yeah, you lift right out.
It's not a great title, but it's also the titles that I came up with I don't think were any better, so maybe it's just an episode that's really hard to name.
I guess, yeah.
Because, like, when I'm going through, I feel like usually the titles are supposed to make it a lot easier to find the episode. You're like, oh, the one, like, with the screamer, that's the guy who, like, screamed at the play, like, this one, when I go back, I'm like, what the fuck is the one with the Kips? And then I have to remember, like, oh, it's the one where, like, Rachel gets mad about the whole thing.
Because that's why last episode I was like, is Kips the one where they get fogged? Because I was like, who is the Kip again? I have no idea.
How has your week been going, Katie?
It was great. I had to kick a guy out of my shop yesterday. He was really special. He locked his phone, for, like, you know how you lock it and it is like, okay, you have a minute now until you can open it again.
It was
the government, locking his phone though, not him. He asked one of my coworkers if they did meth. And she said no. And he said, good, me too. I was like, okay, sure. And then she asked him for his phone number, and he wrote down Vladimir Putin. And then she took it away, and she wrote down his actual name, and he was like, why are you writing that down? And she was like, because this is your actual name.
Yeah, don't you have to do that legally? Like, they ask for your IDs at the door.
All of it. And he goes, oh, so your brain is controlled by the government. And I was like, all right, guy, it's time to... He was buying something that was like $10. So I was like, this isn't even like worth it for us. And I was like, you have to go. And he wasn't listening, and he was just looking at the ground. And I was like, hello, did you hear me? Like, you need to leave. Uh-huh. He took his phone out and started filming me. Like, I was a Karen. It was awesome.
Stop.
I was like, oh my God. And he had already taken 2 photos of me, like, without me knowing, even though I was watching him take photos of me and take photos of, like, weird stuff in the shop. And I was like, okay, so we're going to take pictures and now we're going to film me. And he was like, I just need to show the world what the government is doing and, like, all of this crazy stuff. And he wouldn't leave. So then I had to pick up an iPad and, like, shoo him out with it because, like, I just wanted to shove him out the door, but, like, you can't touch people. So I just, have my iPad in between, and it's just, like, me and my 2 other coworkers, and, like, I'm just in the front looking like a little Mormon in my little Adidas and my long dress and my sweatshirt. Like, it was so much, and then I had to, like, ban him and all this shit, but...
Oh, my God.
It was scary because at one point... He reached down into his bag, and, like, I didn't know what he was going to take out, but it was his phone to film me. But it was also hilarious. While he filmed me, he also called me Carol Green. Kim, some kind of name. He was like, Kim Green? And I was like, who? And he's like, that's you. And I'm going to sue you. And I was like, I was laughing so hard, like, while he was filming me. It was just, and then when he, like, got out, he started screaming. He was like, see, this is what the government controls. This is blah, 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 blah. And I was like, all right, dude, you got to go. It was such a time. God. Yeah, it was truly such a little time, but I thought it was hilarious.
Wow, I'm glad I asked. That's crazy.
I have a video of it, too. I'll send you the video picking up the iPad and shooing this man out because I didn't have anything. He was like, you better not touch me. I'm going to call the cops. I was like, sweetie, call the cops. I would love for them to show up. I'm pretty sure they'd be on my side, buddy. So call whoever you need. I've never been filmed before in an altercation, and I gotta say, loved it. It was extra spicy, but I think I loved it because I wasn't in the wrong. However, there is something so, I don't know the word that I am thinking of. It's not degrading, but like having somebody take a picture of you and you see it and you don't want them to have that foot. Like it was,
vulnerable.
Vulnerable. That's not the word I'm thinking of though. It's something. I don't know what the word. Violating! Ding, 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 ding. Yes, that was the word that I was looking for. Thank you so much. Yeah, violating is how. And I was like, whatever, this dude's so crazy. Like, it doesn't matter. But yeah, then full video. It was great. I wish I had his point of view as well. If he could just. Vladimir, if you could send me that video. Really want to see
drop
it.
Drop the link, babe. Drop the link.
Kim Green needs to. And like, we Googled the name of the woman he called me, and like, no one showed up. And we're just like, what is happening? So yeah, that was me.
That guy's gonna be president one day. Once the government stops controlling our minds with their airwaves, he's gonna come to like, power, man.
Showed us his phone, like, see, the government is not letting me in. And I wanted to tell him, like, yeah, and my nephew must be in control of the government too, because he tries to get into my phone and it's locked for 10 minutes. So like, it was just, I don't know, it made me sad because like, obviously he needs like help, like something is going on where if he's going into a place of business and like acting like that, like he needs help. So it made me sad, but I just also have never been filmed in a fight. And I loved it. Not a fight, but like, I don't know. It gave me some, I'm a celebrity, if you didn't know. So you just watch out. You might see me somewhere.
Yeah, she's going to make it.
You're going to see me just absolutely cracking up at this man. How was your week?
This was a big week for me because it was the finale of The Traitors, which is
I thought you were going to say. So wait, you'll watch that, but you won't watch Real Housewives?
The Traitors is different, though, because it's a game.
But it has the characters from Real Housewives, well, and other shit, too.
It's been fun to, like, get to know those characters, like, through The Traitors.
I haven't watched it. Should I watch it?
It's so good. I would absolutely recommend. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Because there's different versions. This season on the US, it's all people who are from like different reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy who was like the Speaker of the House of Commons. So like a politician.
Wow. Okay.
So this season, like, they really obviously put a lot of money into it. They like chose a lot of people who like have great strategy, and it's kind of like it's playing like a high stakes like party game. Like it's kind of like it's like playing Werewolf, if you've ever played that game, where it's like, oh, you have to like figure out who the werewolves are. Basically, they have to figure out who the traitors are, and every week the traitors like murder someone and they get kicked out of the game.
It's like playing Mafia.
Yeah. And then every week, they all get to decide who they think is a traitor and kick that person out. And, like, the numbers
was
dwindle.
Was Jax Taylor on it from Vanderpump Rules, or was that a different show that he's on?
I don't think he's on on that.
Phaedra is, though, right?
Yes, Phaedra.
Phaedra is so great. Like, I want to watch it for her. Maybe I will watch that today.
It's really good. And if you don't want to watch, like, if you want to watch a different version, I would watch a UK or an Australia episode, because those are not reality stars. Those are like regular people who come in to do it. So it's really interesting because, like, in the US version, the amount of money they're playing for, like, it's really not that much. Like, for these influencers, like, they can make that much money in one post. But in the UK and the Australian version, when it's, like, normal people like you and me, like,
they want the money. It makes a difference.
200K is, like, life-changing money to, like, you or I, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's tons of different versions. They're really good. Highly recommend.
You know, yesterday I went over to my friend Kirsten's house, and she wasn't there yet. And she, cause I was sitting in my car and I was like, wait, I have a key. I could just go inside and hang out with her cats. So I go inside. She got a new television. It was larger than anything that I had ever watched television on. It was awesome. Like the people were bigger than me in real life. Like on the TV, the people were bigger than the people in the room watching the television. Anyway, has nothing to do with my story. They were watching, I want to say it's called Love is Blind with the pods and the people.
Yes. Okay. You don't know Love is Blind?
I've never seen it. And when I sat down, it was like when they were already living together after having like proposed. And I was like, this is really awkward. Then we went back a season and I watched them like getting to know each other in the pods and all of this stuff. And I can't stop thinking about it, and I might have to watch Love is Blind.
Dude, I'm not watching this season because I don't have Netflix right now, but I've seen all the other ones. Oh, it's on Netflix? Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I know. And I got kicked out because people kept, literally, I went to a wedding last year, and I was talking to, like, the brother of the bride, and he was like, are you watching Love is Blind? And I was like, I got halfway through the season, and then my Netflix kicked me out because I was borrowing someone's.
Yeah.
And then it kicked me off because we were, like, sharing an account. So then he was like, oh, you can share my account so that you can finish the series. So then I finished that season, and then it kicked me out again right before this season started. So I keep meeting people and then getting them to give me their passwords, and then I keep getting found out.
See, I'm kicked off on my TVs, but on my iPad and my phone, it will sometimes let me watch Netflix. Mm. But, like, I don't want to watch it on my iPad all the time. Like, I want it to be bigger. But, like, I watched The Octopus Murders on Netflix, and it's insane, and you should watch it, but
I have you don't have a Netflix. What that is.
Do we just, like, pay for it? Do we just bite the bullet and get Netflix ourselves?
Do we get a joint Netflix, or will it kick us off again if you're in your home and I'm in my home?
1,000% it will. That's the whole thing. We have to live together, apparently, to share Netflix. And Disney Plus is about to do it, too.
Okay, Katie, then I guess the real question is, your place or mine?
You have the cat, so, like, I kind of want to go to your place. But yesterday at Kirsten's, I had all the cats on me, and I think I am slightly allergic. Like, I'm not, like, so, because I was trying to figure it out, because I'm so allergic to dogs, and, like, some cats I'm just not allergic to, and I wanted to get a cat, but I don't think it's going to be, because I had hives, and then, like, I couldn't fully breathe, you know, like, the full thing. So I was like, fuck. The universe won't let me get an animal, and I think it's rude, because the way that they feel when they sit on top of me when they're warm and they purr as I pet them is the greatest thing I've ever felt. So the fact that I can't have that, or, like, have a dog to cuddle with, like, it's so rude. It's really rude. And people are like, yeah, get a fish or a turtle. And I'm like, yeah, because, you know, love Turtles. To cuddle with my turtle.
Turtles don't cuddle with you at night, and if I they slept smell. With a turtle, you'd, like, roll over onto its shell, and that's not polite.
It would just be dead. Like, I can get a pig, right? Totally want a pig. I need a yard for a pig. I don't got no fucking yard.
Oh my gosh, pigs are so fun.
I love pigs. I would love to have just one big, massive fucking pig eventually in the future. So, if you see me walking down the street with a pig, just wave.
Hey. What would you name your pig?
I don't know, babe. I would need a minute. And I would need to, I would need to see it, you know, kind of like my child when it's born, you know, I need to look at it for a second before I give it its name.
I'll get its personality.
I'll know the name the moment I look at him, you know?
That's fair.
Oh, I'll be crying. It sounds so sweet.
Should we break down the one with the kips?
Let's talk about other stuff. You would think that I don't like Friends. Like, every time you're like, do you want to talk about the episode? And I'm like, It's like my therapist trying to get me to work on myself. She's like, so, do you want to work on that hard thing this week? And I'm like, And then she makes me.
You're like, sorry, no thank you.
Also, I love how yesterday you were like, we need to hang out. And I was like, yeah, I don't hang out with any of my friends. And then she was like, well, I'm going to force you. And I was like, I need that. And then I just drive over to Kirsten's after work. Like, but I was inspired by you is what happened. You know, I was like, oh, I do need to leave my house. I have a problem with it. Okay, anyway, enough about me. Let's get into these kips, I guess.
So this episode aired on October 29th of 1998. It was
right before Halloween?
Yeah, like 2 days prior. I guess this Halloween.
Is not even a little bit of a Halloween episode.
I guess Halloween was on a Saturday that year, because I'm pretty sure Friends aired on a Thursday.
Doesn't exist in Friends world.
It was written by Scott Silvery and directed by Dana DeValle. Now, we open at 3 a.m. At J-Man and Channy's. Monica's sneaking in to hook up with Chandler. And they both gaslight Joey into thinking that this is what 9 looks like, because he wakes up and almost catches them. They're like, yeah, this is 9 a.m. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God, it's so funny. He's like, let me watch that sunrise.
Him falling asleep on the toilet with the toothbrush in his mouth.
The weird thing, though, about that toilet is it is wherever they need it to be in the series, because in the one with the ball, when one of them has to go pee, they go pee in that bathroom and the toilet's on the other side because they don't want us to see him with his dick out.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that before.
It annoys the shit out of me. And then later when they go into the bathroom, when Phoebe is trying to seduce him, the toilet's on the other side. I need them to pick a side for the toilet. It actually drives me nuts, because you can't just move a toilet at all. That's not mobile. Are you kidding? What?
Well, they were banking on the fact that they did not think this show would be in streaming, because they didn't know what it was, and they didn't think that there would be people like us who were here to analyze it 30 years later.
That's so true.
They decide that they need some time away, so they plan a weekend trip together, and that is going to be the Monica and Chandler storyline for the episode. At the Purple apartment the next day, I love this whole back and forth with them where Monica's like, I'm going to a culinary fair in Jersey. And they're like, oh, Chandler's going to Jersey for a conference. And she's like, oh, well, maybe his conference could have been somewhere else. Like, she's like, you fucking idiot. Like, I told
you. I'm not in charge of the conference. You don't want people to think it's a fake conference, do you? It's a real conference.
She's like, I told you what I was going to say, and you took my new jersey? Are you kidding me?
He's a boy. He's a boy.
That was very me. That would have bothered me, too.
Yeah.
So Ross comes in. He's stressed out about telling Rachel the plan to get Emily back. And he's chugging Pepto-Bismol. This is, like, the next step in his transformation that we're gonna see throughout this season, of just turning into, like, a full-blown maniac. And it's just gonna be incredible to see.
I, like, based on watching movies and television shows, always thought that Pepto-Bismol tastes nasty. It doesn't taste gross at all. It tastes like, if you get, like, the bubblegum flavor, like, yeah, that's disgusting. But, like, it's its normal flavor is, like, this mint thing, and it, when I drink it, it tastes like I'm not gonna have a stomach ache anymore. Like, I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, give me that taste, as it just coats my fucking insides. But I don't remember what I was talking about, but I love Pepto-Bismol. Oh, people tell me that they hate the taste, and then they're like, oh, well, I take the pills. They don't work as well. You need that goo, babe. You need to get the goo down your throat.
Get that goo in you. That should be their motto.
It sounds like something from Monsters, Inc. if they had sex.
Oh, shaboopsie poo.
But my mom lied to me my whole life, and she told me that Pepto-Bismol doesn't work. And she's, literally such a liar because it works really well. She I also mean, told me that Dramamine doesn't work. Do you know what works so well? Dramamine.
I don't think I've ever had Dramamine, and I don't think I've had Pepto-Bismol since I was like 10, so I can't
come over, babe. Come over, babe.
It's not
I got
that I
it.
Can't get it. It's not that come I don't over. Have access. I've just never met anyone who invited me to share their Pepto-Bismol.
See, for me, I would literally get onto a plane and puke the entire ride. And then I watched Modern Family, and Luke took Dramamine and ran around in circles. And I was like, I wonder if that would help me. I got Dramamine and took it for my flight. Didn't puke anymore. It saves my life. Does not work on Star Tours, though. I will still vomit.
Dude, I should invest in some because I get terrible motion sickness. Like,
oh my god, it actually, like, it just doesn't exist anymore. It's awesome.
Oh, I thought you meant Dramamine. I was like, well, you're talking it up.
No, babe. Plus, I got tons in the cupboard. We're good. Duh.
Perfect.
No, but it just, like, it makes your motion sickness really go away. Ugh, it's awesome.
I'm gonna get some.
You'd think that I was, we were sponsored by Pepto and Dramamine, but...
The day we get
I just
a Dramamine
have tummy aches.
Sponsorship is the day we've made it. That is, like, I imagine. That's Big Pharma sliding into our DMs, Katie.
I fucking love Big Pharma. I know I'm not supposed to, but that man changed my life with antidepressants.
She's a Big Pharma bitch.
I want to give that man a kiss on the mouth. I know he's not one specific man. But, like, when I started taking antidepressants, I was like, everyone is so mad at these meds, but fuck. Like, and meanwhile, I'm spending, like, $300 a month on them, and that's what I'm supposed to be mad at, but I'm like, fuck it here!
Thank you, Mr. Pharma.
Okay, anyway, all right, should we go through it storyline by storyline?
I mean, well, we've already dipped into two different storylines.
That's why I was like... Maybe we just go through, sure. Like, the, I want to start with Monica and Chandler.
Let's do it. Let's do
it. I love it, babe.
So they go on their weekend getaway. Mm-hmm. They get to the hotel. Chandler is immediately engrossed in a high-speed car chase on TV.
Understandably.
Especially because this was, like, I thought about it. This was the time... Where it's like, you have to watch this now.
Or you don't see it again.
You're not going to see clips on TikTok. You're not going to see clips on Twitter. Mm-mm. Like,
none of it exists.
Yeah. So I get it. But also, I side with Monica in terms of wanting to switch rooms.
I'm so sorry. My laptop is on. Sorry.
I do agree with Monica, though, that, like, you should get what you paid for at a hotel.
So then call and get new glasses.
I mean, that's probably what I would do. But remember, she's a clean freak.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. You're going to a hotel. You're not going for it to be, like, really clean. Like, other people have slept in this bed. I'm not using those glasses. I'm not going to put anything that I want to drink in those glasses. You know what I mean? Like, so bring a Lysol wipe and shut up.
I think it's making her nervous that maybe they didn't change the sheets and stuff like
so
that.
So then look at them.
Gross.
You can tell, though, if someone has slept in sheets. Like, come on! It's a hotel. See,
I don't think I would switch the whole room, but I would switch the room the next time when they get to the new room and they paid for Ocean View and they gave them Garden View. Because I would either want a refund for whatever the discrepancy was between the price of Garden and price of Ocean, or I paid for my Ocean View, so I'm getting my Ocean View.
The way that I am so Chandler in this, and I just don't care.
I care because I spent money, and if I spend over $100 on something, which to me is expensive, I need to get my money's worth.
Then go back to the other room!
No! You give me an Ocean View room that is clean. I do agree with the glasses. The glasses are not a whole reason to switch, but I do understand being annoyed by it.
100%. But then going to the next and then being like, ugh, and now we have to switch again. And it's like, sweetie, this is not, shut up.
I do like this scene with Chandler and the bellboy, like, watching the chase together. Mm-hmm. And I actually read, I read the uncut version of the script. So
okay, Jesus.
I found, like, I didn't read the whole thing, but in the script, they...
Your nails look so good, by the way.
Thanks. Sparkly pink.
They're, like, sparkly pink.
In the script, they have, like... They've highlighted the lines that got cut in the original episode, so that's what I read. And in the original draft of the script, the bellboy turns to Chandler and is like, hey, have you ever watched Baywatch? And Chandler, like, embraces him, and they're, like, BFFs now, which I think is so funny, and I kind of wish they had kept it.
It is funny, but I can also see why they cut it, because, like, it doesn't need to be in there. It's too bro-y. It is. It's too, like, okay, we get it. Men watching TV. Ha, ha, ha.
So they get a good room. Bellboy's gone. It's just Monica and Chandler, and they're going to fight about this.
They're going to fight about it. Yeah, they are, babe.
This whole... part where she's talking about the idiot in the high-speed car chase and he's like, do not speak ill of the dead.
Dead.
Like, gets me every time.
It made me laugh so hard.
And then he's like, geez, relax, mom.
Mom.
And tries to backpedal and be like, no, I said mom.
I mean, he said the wrong thing, but I get it. Like, dude, calm down.
I think that the way he was acting would bother me.
Oh, and the way that she was acting would fucking drive me nuts. But maybe I would be her. I don't even know. I'm like, I'm so chill. If there's anything that I am not when traveling, it's chill. So I'm saying that I'm already apologizing to Chloe. I'm like, sweetie, you have a high maintenance friend and I'm going on your bachelorette and I'm just sorry.
See, and I'm kind of in the middle. I'm in the middle of Chandler and Monica. Like,
okay.
Like, something not being good enough would bother me. Like, if I was with a partner and, like, no matter where we went, it was, like, not good enough for them, that would bother me. Mm-hmm. But if I was trying to have, like, if I was trying to solve a problem and I was talking to my partner and they were just watching TV.
Yeah.
That would piss me off because it's very, like, it makes you seem like you're a 12-year-old boy. I'm not dating a 12-year-old boy.
I just remembered something. I went to a hotel with a boyfriend once, and he really wanted to take a bath. But I was in my light. I was really in my contamination OCD, and I was just like, no, that's gross, like, blah, 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 blah. We took a bath. We're sitting in it. I'm so uncomfortable. My ears are, or my shoulders are, like, up to my ears. I'm just, like, sitting there stiff as ever, just in this bath. And he's like, you know, he's like trying to like make a move. And I'm just like, no, it's so gross. And then he turned the jets on and black shit just started pouring out of that.
Oh.
And I was like, see? And I fucking freaked out. And he was laughing so hard because it was so funny because it was so gross.
That is so disgusting.
It was so disgusting, and I was so mad. I was so pissed.
But that is a nightmare.
I just, oh my Christ, it's too good, though.
Oh my God, no, that story's gonna change my life, because I always, like, take a bath at the hotel if there's, like, a nice bath.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think, like, I know that there's people who are very paranoid about, like, bacteria in, like, mm-hmm. the jets and stuff like that. And I am kind of disgusting. I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. And I always think, like, these people are overreacting. But now that I've heard that story, I'm going to be paranoid.
Just turn the jets on before you get in. Just, if you're going to turn them on, like, just make an assessment. Just make a little assessment. And you'll be good. I mean, I feel like with that boyfriend, there were so many instances where, like, I would be right like that, and I just would seem so crazy, because I was just screaming about stuff. Oh, my God. So happy I'm not with him anymore.
That's how everyone should feel about their ex, though, you know?
Thank God.
Now, they come back from their trip. Chandler comes home and he's like, oh, Joey, I had the worst conference ever. But at least I got to see Donald Trump waiting for an elevator.
Oh, that's why I dreamt of him last night.
You dreamt Sweetie, of Donald Trump?
I had a dream. Yeah, I had a dream that I was at, like, a conference of his. Mm-hmm. No. And I was standing behind him and I thought, man, I hate this guy, but look at how beautiful his suit is. It was like the stitching.
But
there
fit
seems
check.
To be gold in the suit. I was looking at it and I was just like, fuck, I hate this man. But that is a gorgeous suit. And I woke up and I was like, what the fuck? But it's because they talked about him in the goddamn episode.
That's so funny.
We've come full circle. Because I told my brother about it and he goes, sounds like you love Trump. But I was like, no.
Switching sides.
That's not what's happening. I just liked his suit, okay?
See, I remember the Donald Trump detail being cut from, like, the reruns on television.
No, I don't think so.
I'm, like, almost positive that on TBS, they only mention the eyelash curler thing. And they don't mention Donald Trump.
That might be true. But TBS also cuts so much from every episode. And they speed it up. So yeah. Their voices are even, like, a little bit higher. And she's like, oh, rise! Ah! Like, it's, well, like, same, so high.
Same with, like, Nick at Night, though. Because, like, that's where I used to watch these before they were on HBO Max. Like, when I was growing up, that's when you would watch things. But the thing is, like, things have now been cut. Because I think back in the 90s, it could be, like, a 22-minute long episode. But now episodes are, like, 20 minutes long because, you know, gotta
have
more
ads. You have to cut
ads.
4 minutes and spit it up. Jesus,
so
speed
a,
it up.
It's a problem with all, like, syndicated shows that are from that time now. They have to, like, figure out a way to fit it into the time slot.
And there's so many times where I'm like, wait, I remember something differently. But I also remember stuff differently because I grew up watching it on the DVDs. And the DVDs have so much more in them that HBO does not have. So when I'm like, wait, I remember this thing being different. When I look it up, it totally was because it was on the DVD.
Oh, see, that makes sense. I've never watched it from the DVDs. So there's stuff that I'm missing and that you remember.
Know about.
And
then
HBO is like in the middle.
Yeah, literally. Because in the scene where she's like seven, they all go to their bedrooms, like, to, like, masturbate, and they cut it. And I was like, what? They all go to their rooms to masturbate because they got so turned on, and then it's not on the TV, and I'm like, am I crazy? And then I Googled it, and I was not crazy. I was like, oh, okay, great. This was a thing. Or, like, comments that Phoebe makes. A lot of the, like, one-offs that Phoebe makes just get slaughtered.
Yeah. Poor Phoebe. Yeah. Of course.
I know.
She lifts right out.
I want to get the DVDs, but, like, don't have a DVD player. Don't want to spend all the money that it would cost to get all the DVDs. I'm sure I could just find the deleted scenes online, but who has time for that?
I kind of want to buy it just so I can listen to the commentary for the purposes of the show. Like,
it was great. I think that my brother still has all of them. I don't know that he would let me borrow them, though, because I'm not good at bringing stuff back in the condition that I took it in. So
you're like Rachel.
I really am though. I can't let me borrow stuff. You won't get it back or it'll get like broken or fucked up or something.
Now I love this scene where the hotel calls and tells Joey that someone left an eyelash curler in Chandler's room. And then
were you or were you not on a gay cruise?
I wrote that down. Yeah, Joey, like, confronts him about it. Joey has some great lines in this episode. This is exactly what Joey needs to be. Just a fun character who gets the funniest lines in the background, but he doesn't need to drive the story. Did you hear that weird clicking?
I muted you for just a quick second.
Okay, I'm back.
And we'll get back, because it was, like, mute. And I was like, what? So I started clicking on it again.
So we're at the Purple Apartment. Monica is wearing a truly, truly heinous striped shirt.
Oh, it is so bad. She looks like She looks like a spring Freddy Krueger. Like, they were like, let's brighten his colors up and put him back out there to get those kids.
He's really going to pop in blues.
Him and Donald Trump.
He wants his blue blazer black.
Stop. Sweetie, I can't.
So Chandler comes over and just assumes that their relationship is done because they had a fight. And for Chandler, oh my God.
That's when they end.
Yeah, with Chandler, you have a fight, and I guess that's it. And Monica.
Any discomfort, and it's just done.
And Monica has to explain to him, like, hey, we're in a relationship, and this is how relationships work. You fight, and then you fix it, you know?
Yeah, and he's like, we're in a relationship, and she's like, afraid so. It's so cute. It's kind of like, it makes them official, too. Like, we see kind of, like, them being made into an official couple and less of just, like, a hookup situation.
Mm-hmm. Which they are going to need, because in this next scene, their secret is totally revealed. Monica mentions that she saw Donald Trump waiting for an elevator at her thing in Jersey.
And he hears it and he's like, no, whatever. But then he hears about the eyelash curler.
Yes. And then Joey pieces it all together. He starts freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler and Monica have to pull him into the bedroom and explain
this bedroom
everything.
Gets used a lot in this episode.
Yeah, they were like, well, if we're going to bring it out for one scene, I guess we'll have to have a couple, you know?
Yeah.
So Joey's freaked out, but then he's like really excited for them and he agrees to keep their secret. And I just love that this is setting us up to get to one of the best episodes, which is the one where everybody finds out.
Yes. Oh, we lost an hour.
Yeah.
Whoa. Sweetie, I thought I was insane. I was like, my computer says that it is like an hour ahead of my clock. And I was like, but then I just remember that we fucking lost an hour. That's rude.
Happy daylight savings.
Whee! So is today the shortest day of the year? Is that how that works?
Yes. I don't know.
I'll Google it or ask my mother. She seems to know these things.
So let's talk about, I think the only other storyline really is what happens between Ross and Rachel.
Honestly, yeah. Everything else is kind of just,
Phoebe and Joey just kind of pop in.
They're maybe going to go away together on a big trip.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that. I think that's so funny. Rachel comes home. Everyone hides in Monica's bedroom so that Ross can talk to Rachel about the fact that he's not allowed to see her anymore. I just love this part where, like, Joey has hidden a survival kit in the room in case they get trapped like they did when Ross and Rachel broke up.
And it's shit. It's a shit. He brought condoms to repopulate the world. He brought Mad Libs.
Candy bars?
Like, nothing that I would want if I was stuck. I loved it.
I loved Matthew Perry's line read of, well, Joey says, we might need to repopulate the earth, and Matthew Perry's line read of, and condoms are the way to do that. Just incredible.
I didn't get that joke for a long time, baby. Figured it out eventually. I have my Joey moments, I'll tell you that much.
Now, Ross has picked an absolutely terrible time to talk to Rachel about this because she's reading a letter, like, from home. She's, like, half listening to him.
Not LaPoo getting dragged 19 blocks.
Yes, she starts crying because her childhood dog, who is, like, 30 years old, gets hit by an ice cream truck and dragged 19 blocks.
Or 15, something insane. I can't. And then, oh, it's LaPoo now, but it'll get better.
Just a dog being named LaPoo is so
What's going
funny.
On?
It tracks so hard for a family, like a well-off family with three daughters that are all like Rachel to have a little, like, crusty white dog named LaPoo.
Oh, definitely. Like, this thing, I don't want to wish ill on anything, but it probably wanted to get dragged 19 it blocks. It was done. It was like, please, please take me out.
It waited for the ice cream truck.
Yeah, like, he was like, oh, there's the music. Clink. He committed suicide, bro.
Then Ross tries to talk to her again at the coffee house, and she gets a bloody nose. So then I guess he can't talk to her then.
And he's like, nope.
He's like, I can't see you anymore. And she's like, tilting her head. She's like, yeah, I can't see you either.
And she's like, with the noises. Like, it's so fucking great. Ross, just give her a second.
Which,
this reminds me of when... This reminds me of when she's trying to tell him that she's pregnant, and he's like, major shampoo explosion! Like, they're just, they're never picking the right time to try to tell
everything.
People serious, serious stuff.
Also, good Lord. I'm pretty sure, like, you should not tilt your head back when you have a bloody nose. Like, that's not
good. Don't you want to let it all out?
You're supposed to, they used to say tilt your head back. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to tilt your head forward, because I'm a chronic nosebleeder, and... You got to get that all out, or else it's
yeah,
just
like
come
I'm not
back.
Just having it. No, I no thanks. I can't handle it. They make me want to faint really bad.
So at the purple apartment, Ross finally gets to tell Rachel. Finally, he just bursts in and he's like, "All right, we got to do this. I got to talk to you about it." He tells her, "Emily doesn't want me to see you anymore." She realizes that he's already agreed to this. I don't really know how I feel about this scene.
Why?
Because obviously it's a wonderfully acted scene, because all of the Ross and Rachel scenes are really good because of David and Jennifer. But honestly, if I'm Rachel, like, I don't know why I wouldn't have seen this coming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, after all that has happened, and even, like, telling a married man that I love him, like, to me, I feel like I would kind of have a feeling of, like, okay, I'm, like, kind of doing something risky, like, this might come back to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it did, in a way.
Yeah, it's like, your wife comes first. That's what marriage is, you know? So...
But does she, when there's this much history?
I would say... In a perfect world, yes, because that's what the definition of marriage is. Do I think it always plays out like that?
No.
No. And I think there's exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
But, again, if I'm Emily, what I'm looking for when I'm asking this is to know that at the end of the day, he would pick me over anyone else, because that's what you should do for your wife, you know?
Yep.
So I understand.
None of this is even her fault.
Yeah, exactly. Emily.
It's not like she is being crazy. She's not being crazy in any of this.
Not at all. And she doesn't even know, like, half of it.
Exactly. The extent of what it is.
So if I'm Rachel, I don't know if I am this mad about it to his face, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not yelling and storming out about it.
I think what I like about it is that she has her, like, initial reaction, which is mad, and then, like, she's sarcastic, and she's so mad that she storms out of her apartment. But then we get that sit-down with the two of them where they really have more of, like, a serious conversation, and I think she, like, she more so realizes that, like, this is what he has to do, and you should have started by saying the right name at the wedding, you know?
Like, but. I'll be honest, I have male friends who, like, I definitely noticed a change in our dynamic, like, after they got girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not mad about it, because I'm right. Like, that makes sense. Like,
but
you have to have
seeing...
boundaries. But we also didn't have a history. Like, we never dated.
Right. And, like, you weren't living with his sister, and, like, they're really integrated. Which is, like, where the Kip's thing comes in, where she's like, well, Kip, you know, he left and then he never came around.
Yeah, I totally understand Rachel's concern. And she's talking to everyone about it at Central Perk. She's like, remember that guy Kip? He was roommates with Chandler. Monica dated him. it ended badly. Like, all of you guys had to stop being friends with him. And, like, mm-hmm. that's what's going to happen to me. And then she throws this line in there where she's like, you know, if one of us was going to go, I thought it would be Phoebe because she lives far away and she lifts out of the group easily.
Lifts you right out.
I wrote in my notes, yeah, Phoebe should lift herself right over to California, bring Jasmine, Isaac, and the copy place girl, where the four of them could all thrive.
It's true, though. It is true.
She they would... were made for Venice.
I was going to say, she belongs in Venice, babe.
Yeah, take Rachel's advice. I also just really have to point out the scene where, like, Ross is chugging Alka-Seltzer, and he's like, Joey's like, I've got some advice for you, but you're not gonna like it. And then the advice is just, you got married too fast.
And then he replies, and then Joey, told you, you weren't gonna like it. So fucking funny,
just
dude.
Just another funny Joey line that we get.
So good.
This scene where we get Rachel trying to recruit Phoebe into her new group, she's like, we'll go off together, like, you and me. And then Phoebe's like, go get Joey.
Yeah. And then he comes in at the end of their very long, intense conversation, was like, sorry to interrupt, but Phoebe wanted me to talk to you about a trip or something.
No. One of my favorite lines is when Ross comes in and interrupts her and Phoebe. And Phoebe's like, okay, bye, Ross.
Forever. And he's so fucking, like, distraught about this whole thing that, like, I'm watching it and I'm like, he just can't even handle Phoebe's antics right now. He can't even ask what the forever means. He needs to just fucking sit down and talk to Rachel at this point because he's having a hard time.
Yeah. And this is a really good scene where he's like, look, I'll step back. Like, mm-hmm. there's plenty of people who, like, only see their sister on holidays. I love this line of some people only see Joey at Burger King. But now, Ross is basically volunteering to give up all his friends, which...
For Rachel.
Is, like, a bad... Yeah, I think that is also gonna be terrible for his marriage. Like, could you imagine if he just, like... He leaves every single friend that he has? Like, for... I don't know. Like, I feel like that would just breed resentment.
I'm just thinking of when he moves in with them and then he has to move out and he's screaming about the other family and they don't need leases. And his hair is all crazy. I cannot wait for when he loses his mind.
I know, this really is like the beginning. Like,
it is. His hair is just going to get
progression.
Bigger.
It's getting greasier and longer.
We're going to get, isn't my sandwich in this season too? Like, yes. Isn't it all in the, okay.
I definitely don't feel mad about my sandwich and he's eating cotton candy.
And he's so fucked up on, like, Valium.
We're going to get there.
They offered me a tranquilizer and I took it.
I live. I live for Ross with his life falling apart. It's
I
so
think
funny.
I need to watch that episode later just because I need it in my life.
And also,
and I took it.
The fact that, like, okay, beginning of the series, Ross's life is falling apart, but they make him, like, really whiny and annoying. Season mm-hmm. 5, his life is falling apart, but they figure out how to actually make it funny.
Yeah, like chaotic, and yeah, they like, learn how to use David Schwimmer to the best of his abilities.
Yeah, so we kind of leave things a bit unresolved, where he's like, "I don't really know what you want me to do. I don't really have a choice." Rachel's like, "It sucks that we don't get to see each other anymore." And I think next episode is where we kind of see if that's even possible for them.
It's crazy how I never noticed that during all of this we never see Emily.
Yeah,
I never noticed.
Last episode, I think
we see her in the
bed. Yeah,
isn't she just done now?
No, we see her because we still have to have that scene where they officially, like, break things off, remember?
Oh,
that's not until it's either next episode or the episode after that.
Are they in the same place?
No, she's still on the phone. She's still in her bed.
Okay. I was going to say, because I was going to say the last thing I remember of seeing of her is still in the fucking bed.
Yeah.
And hey, that's where I make most of my phone calls too, so I get a bed.
And then we end the episode with them all doing Mad Libs, where Phoebe has put her name into every single line.
I gotta say, one of my favorite parts about this episode is when they take out the Mad Libs and she just, oh, mine! Like, she gets so excited about the goddamn Mad Libs. I love it.
And then Monica being like, it doesn't count as real Mad Libs. We have to follow the rules.
But don't you agree, kind of?
I do. I like, do.
And then MF Phoebe. Like, that's terrible. Like, can we play it real, please?
I honestly, like, I feel like Mad Libs, they just, like, never work. They, as an adult at least, maybe it's just because they're for kids. But, like, when it's too, like, when it follows the rules too much, it's not funny.
I'm going to print one out, and I'm going to have you, I'm going to ask you the questions, and I'm going to fill it in, and then I'm going to read it for us. Okay. And we're going to see if we find it funny or if it is just cringe.
See, the thing that makes me Monica in this scenario is that I don't like it when people don't actually
play by the rules. Because, well, why are we playing it?
Well, it's when people don't understand what the difference is between all, like, a noun and an adjective and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But when it doesn't fit, like, into the flow of the sentence, like, when you're, like, reading,
just don't.
It just bothers me. We gotta try it again. We gotta see. We gotta see how the Mad Libs
go. We're gonna try it. We're gonna try it next week. We're going to see what happens, but, and, like, I get that with games. Like, if we're not going to do it and count, how am I, as a Capricorn, supposed to follow the rules and win if we're not following the rules?
Oh, my God. When people take out a game and they're like, let's not keep score, I'm like,
why?
Never talk again. The, like, point of a game?
Why would we can't play it?
The point of a game is to win a game.
Win. And I was playing Trouble with one of my friends. And she kept not getting me out. She's like, well, no, I want you to be able to win. And I'm like, okay, this isn't how you fucking play a game. I don't want you to be this isn't the time to be nice to me. We're playing Trouble. I'm not going to be offended. But, like, please play it. I'm offended by you being like, oh, no, I'm going to leave you there. No, fucking get my ass out. I want you to, come on, play the game.
I don't believe in letting people win. Unless they're, you, like, 2 years old. Like,
this sounds good for The Bachelorette, because we're going to be playing some games, and if people aren't following the rules, to the forest. Get out of here. Fucking
excuse
leave.
Me. By decree of Katie and Chloe, you have been banished from the Bachelorette trip. That's what they do in The Traitors.
I thought that I was the high maintenance one, but everybody's going to be like, the two of them together are, like, not fun, dude.
I don't think I'm high maintenance. I think that I am just particular.
See, and that's what I said. One of my friends was like, you're so high maintenance. And I was like, particular. I like things a certain way. Like, we're having a road trip, and one of the girls in the car needed to have the window down the entire time.
Yeah.
On the freeway, while we're going 80 miles an hour, she needed the window open. Shut the goddamn window up. What do See, you mean?
There's, like, that stuff I'm chill with. Like, for example, I just drove 2.5 hours to have dinner with someone a couple nights ago.
What?
Because the traffic was bad. And by the time I saw the traffic, I was like, you know what? I already committed to this dinner. I think if I was really that high maintenance, I would have been like, no, bitch, I'm not doing that. Right?
Oh, okay, no, then I am high maintenance, because I would be like, I love you so much, but I'm not coming by.
No, I'm medium maintenance.
I like that.
Medium maintenance.
I want to talk to my therapist about that. I would like to go from high to medium if I could, and really get down to low is what I would like, you know?
And see, as I've gotten older, I've gone from low to medium because I've started to become less of a people pleaser.
Okay.
So it's brought me to medium, but I don't, I think it's in my nature to not be fully high maintenance.
I see. Well, I mean, but also the things that they were calling me high maintenance for was because, like, I just wanted to share a bed with someone.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to sleep on the floor. And I was like, maybe
but
not.
Just you on the floor?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily high maintenance. I think it's more high maintenance to be like, I can't share a bed, so you have to sleep on the floor.
Right? I brought an air mattress. I brought an air mattress because I was like, I'm not fucking sleeping on the fucking floor.
Air mattress, that's a good compromise.
Yeah, but then it was a problem because my air mattress was covering the door and some of the girls stayed out really late and it was just You know,
this sounds fun.
22 in girls' trips are very different than 31 years old and a bachelorette. I think I'm going to be okay.
Now, Katie, what were your titles for this episode?
Oh, all right. So I don't remember them because they were from last night. So let's see.
Okay.
Oh, I like them. We have the one with the car chase. They're boring, but they're fun. The one with the Mad Libs.
Love it.
And the one where LaPoo dies. That was the shit that stood out to me the most. What were yours?
I had similar ones. I had the one with the high-speed car chase.
All right.
I had the one with the weekend getaway.
That's good.
The one with the eyelash curler.
Love it.
And then my favorite, the one with LaPoo.
I like that. I think the mystery of it is good, because you're like, who's LaPoo? What's LaPoo doing? mine's a little too direct, because you realize that LaPoo has, in fact, died.
I feel like so much happens in this episode that it's hard to name.
Yeah, I feel like we both just, like, picked the stuff that screams out to us the most.
Yeah. Better than the one with the Kips, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it is. Because, like, what? Like, Mad Libs is brought up more than Kip is.
Oh,
we
yeah,
talk about
real.
That at least twice and then even get an ending scene with it. But yet, Kip is just that one thing and he got a whole fucking title. Jesus.
I think now in my mind, though, I'm going to remember this as the one where Ross chugs Pepto-Bismol.
I took a picture of it, and I plan on posting it in one of, like, my carousels of photos, because that is me. Like, half of the time of the week, I'm just like,
I can't believe it hasn't been turned into a meme format yet. It's perfect.
Oh, well, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. I don't have a big enough platform, but maybe it's me.
Now, where can everybody find you, Katie?
You can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate's.
I see the dread every time you're about to ask me now.
Where can everybody find you?
You can find me.
No!
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Cuckoo for Clo Clo Puffs. And if you guys like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends who also love Friends. Give They Were on a Break Pod a 5-star rating and a review. And we will see you next week.
Yes, we will. We will see you then.
How was that for an outro, Katie?
I hate you so much.
Bye.
Bye.